Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Homemade Broadcast at HM Bonus Edition of the program. It's the 11th of January, 2024. And today I'm drinking a nice, very nice, oh, baby, water, carbonated water. I thought that I was just immune from any sort of effects of alcohol anymore. I have been boozing a lot. I talk about it a lot, and it's not good. I found a hobby, and it's fun. And, you know, have a drink every night. You know, that's a good thing about not working is you can have a little sip of Rooski after a hard day. And, you know, sometimes I'll join you and then have a little drink of Rooney, and that's fine. Although I did start a little early yesterday in the podcast, the stream with Anna, and kind of kept it going until around 11:30 p.m. So it was a long time. And, you know, just slowing down, having a nice carbonated water. Man, that's good. That is good. So I'm sharp. I'm feeling focused. And I'm here to join you for our evening podcast. I apologize for it being a little late. The beauty about podcasting a video is that you can watch it at your leisure. But usually I try to get these up by 8, but unfortunately I was not able to do that. This will be the last video of the week, because tomorrow I will be, I want to talk about this guy today first. This man, Noah K-N-I-G-G-A. I don't know what that, I know what it looks like, and I know how it should be pronounced, but I'm not going to do it. Speaking of, tomorrow I'm going to be on the Cat Named Mo show. I'm sorry. You know, I'll be on the Cat Named Mo show tomorrow from 6 to 8. I'll be hanging out. I'm bringing some whiskey. I'm going to try to avoid Mo's semantical games to get me to trash people all night long. It's going to be tough because I have a lot of things I would like to say, but I'm going to try to keep it nice and calm. Just enjoy my time with Mo, with potentially Wells. I don't know if he'll be there, and maybe even Spike. Spike, a lot of drama going on at the Bone right now, which I feel like I got the ball rolling and now it's just all going downhill. First, it was Johnny B's show. Now it's Cat Named Mo. So I can say, is Drew Grob alive? Might have a problem in the next few weeks. No, I'm just kidding. I know those guys are solid. But, yeah, I want to talk about this kid, the legend of Noah K-Word. His name is Noah K-N-I-G-G-A. That's his name. He's an athlete, a highly recruited athlete from, I believe, somewhere in Kansas or something. He's from the Midwest. He is a white person. He's white, and his last name is K-N-I-G-G-A. A announcer's nightmare, truly, truly a nightmare. And obviously, this kid has gotten some play, you know, online because he's a white kid, and his last name is K-N-I-G-G-A. So, yeah, obviously the internet and Twitter in particular took off with that, and he is a person, and he's a high school sports star, and he's obviously went viral over his name. He's going and visiting West Virginia as a football recruit. So he got interviewed by Robert Griffin III, who is a former NFL quarterback, and I believe he works in television now. And he cleared up how to say his name. That was his first question. So let's watch that together.
Sorry, have you guys ever been to Paris? It's a random question, but it's not a random. Hey, it's a random question.
I know why.
Trying to set this kid up.
I know the song. I'm just asking him the question. I can't feed him the answer.
We've never been to Paris.
Plug.
How do you pronunciate the last name?
Pronunciate? You work in pronunciate, Robert? Just pronounce. Oh. Oh my God. It's messing me up now because I stopped. You can't stop and start TikToks. All right, we're gonna have to start it over.
Sorry, have you guys ever been to Paris? It's a random question, but it's not a random. Hey, it's a random question.
I know why. There's a song that says
Paris. I know the song. I'm just asking him the question. I can't feed him the answer.
We've never been to Paris.
Plug.
How do you pronunciate the last name?
So this is how you pronounce it. It's Noah Kanega. You say it, Kanega. Like that.
What do you mean by that?
See, that's the key. It's Kanega.
There you go.
Now we're vibing a little bit.
I don't believe you. I don't believe it's Kanega. It looks like if you say knight or knife, it's K-N-I-N-I, and then G-G-A. Nai-Gaga. Anyway, he says it's Kanega, so we'll go with that. And that got me thinking about some of the most ridiculous names, and luckily Complex Magazine had these, they've fortified and accumulated some of the most outrageous name in sports. Because it was somebody with an unfortunate last name. My last name is Koontz, which isn't that weird. You know, if you spell it like the author, like Dean Koontz, K-O-O-N-T-Z, which is how it should be spelled. My family went, no, we're gonna do it K-U-N-C-Z, which is, first of all, it's just a nightmare. I had to call some places today, and they're like, how do you spell it? And then because the C-Z kind of runs together. They're like, what? TZ? No. C. So you can do Nancy, Cat, Zebra at the end to let them know what name. And sometimes they still can't find it because everybody's stupid. But it's an unfortunate last name. If you were to look at it on paper, K-U-N-C-Z. First day of school was rough for me growing up, particularly in middle school, was the worst. I would just get to the point where I would jump in as soon as I saw the teacher on the roll first day of school, go William, and then they would kind of squint their eyes a little bit. It's Koontz, ma'am. Koontz, I'm right here. And they'd be like, oh, Koontz. Oh, okay. I thought it was something else. Because it unfortunately looks like a slang term for a woman's genitals. That's not nice to say that they don't like. And I don't like it when people call me that, even by accident. But I don't blame them either. Now we got, they accumulated this list. And I haven't seen this until now. So we got number 17, Wolfgang Wolf. He is a soccer person, German name, Wolfgang. Wolf, last name is not as common. Okay, that's kind of a cool name, honestly. Number 16, Two Boys Gamyd. It's literally Two Boys, T-W-O-B-O-Y-S, and then Gamyd, G-U-M-E-D-E. That's stupid. That's a dumb name. You should think about changing it. Number 15. Tight end from Battle Creek, Michigan, playing for the Michigan State Spartans, Kyle Sackrider. Not great. That's unfortunate. That sucks, dude. Sorry about that. Kyle Sackrider. That's unfortunate. Number 14, Steve Schartz. S-H-A-R-T-S, Schartz. That's the combination of shit and fart. I believe popularized in the film Along Came Polly with the great Williams. Is that his name? William Seymour Hoffman, I believe. He died of heroin, but he popularized the term shart, which is where you fart and a little bit of shit comes out. So that sucks. But I think during this time, it probably wasn't thought of in that way. This looks like an old Philadelphia Philly star from probably the 1980s, I'm going to say. And then we got number 13. I had to look how to pronounce this. M-O-H is his first name. B-I-L-I-T-Y, which I believe is mobility. Mo with a H instead of either a M-O or sometimes stylized with an E, M-O-E. This guy went mobility. That's kind of cool. Number 12, a classic, the toughest guy to ever play the game, I've heard, or one of them anyways, old school Chicago Bear, legendary, from the gridiron, Dick Butkus. That sucks. That one's tough. Number 11, Pig Cage. It's not that bad. It is weird that your first name's Pig, but it's anything Cage, like Johnny Cage, Mortal Kombat, that's cool. So I don't think that's that weird. This one's good. Kool-Aid McKinstry. He's looks like Alabama star, and I believe he plays in the NFL now. That's cool. Number 9, Will Clapp. You know, that's not too bad. I guess Clapp is a slang term for a sexually transmitted disease. I don't know. The Realist Clark. It's actually pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, The Realist is how you, I guess you would say it. The Realist. The Coldest Crawford. I've heard of this guy, too. That's cool. He plays for Louisiana Tech. The Coldest. Popular 4-star recruit in high school. Transferred to Nebraska to Louisiana Tech in 2023. General Booty. This one was good. General Booty. I mean, that sounds like a name you would get in a frat house. I mean, he already had it. So that's pretty dope. He is the nephew of former quarterback John David Booty. The jokes were flowing when General Booty announced that he'd be changing his position to tight end. Okay. Oh, he is. He did do that. General Booty making position change to tight end. How about that? Yes. Good. Lucius Pusey. P-U-S-E-Y. Not the traditional spelling, but it looks like luscious pussy, obviously. So that sucks. Eastern Illinois University. It's tough to find an official pronunciation for this one. He will no longer have to worry about that because he decided to change his name to Lucius Seymour. While in college, he was a back and forth with Deadspin that resulted in sending a very long, angry email saying, "Damn, you know the funny thing that you mother effers, like y'all don't have the balls to say it to my face. When I make it to the league, I will shoot a middle finger and say, F all you haters." And I don't believe he made it. So that sucks. Dick Trickle, number 4, a classic. Classic race car driver. Love that. Love that. That's good stuff. Chubby Cox. I have not seen this one. Born 1990, Pennsylvania. Wait, what? 1990? That photo looks really old. Undrafted in 2017. Huh. This looks like an old photo. I mean, like, if you're watching on Will's YouTube, you can see the photo, I think, right? Oh, I have this up, I hope. Yeah. I mean, it looks like an old photo. Chubby Cox. Pretty good. And then our buddy Noah. Noe boy. Kanega is his name. Okay? I feel like this is another good time to remind you that I'll be on the Cat Day Mo Show tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Bone, on the 12th of January. 2024. I don't know why. I just feel like it might be good to say it now. Steve, Ho, you fat. That's great. I can't believe I've never heard of this one. Metropolis 92. He plays for in France. Basketball. Ho, you fat. Wembley wasn't the only player making headlines that season. Steve, he's got an extra E in there. Or is it Stevie? Maybe it's Stevie, S-T-E-E-V-E. I like Steve. That's how I want to say his name. Took the internet by storm when his last name was revealed on television during a battle between Wembley and Scoot Henderson. Ho, you fat with a 3 will go down in history. Oh, let's watch it.
The song, curling off the screen, driving baseline. Ho, you fat with a 3. Yes, I just said that. That is that man's name. Don't tweet at me.
That's pretty good. Honorable mention, I think I really think about this person a lot. And he played for Florida State. And he was pretty good. I think he made an NFL team, but I definitely remember watching a lot of FSU football as a kid. And his name was, oh no, I got it wrong. I pulled this up earlier, sorry. Here he is, the man, the myth, the legend. Okay, I'm going to share this tab instead. There he is, Dakota Fag. Number 81, Florida State, F-A-G-G, Dakota Fag. That's how you say his name. And I think about him a lot, and I just wonder what he's doing, and I hope he's okay. And, he was a big guy. You wouldn't want to you know, say Mr. Fag to him, that's for sure, because he'd kick your ass. You just call him Ducote, okay? Mr. Ducote. That's all you would need to address him by. So that's it. That's an honorable mention. That's today's video. It's a little bit shorter today. Sorry about that. Like I said, I'm a little late. And yeah, so I will not be doing a video tomorrow because I'll be on the Cat Named Mo show from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow on The Bone. So it should be fun. I hope you'll join us over there. By the way, thank you to this fella who sent over a Venmo. Let me make sure that I'm getting this right here. Fire Venmo. I want to say thank you to something else I should have done earlier. To my friend. To my friend here. Damn it. Christopher. Christopher Diedrich. He sent over a Venmo last night and said he's enjoying the podcast, and he sent me over a very generous donation on Venmo, which you can do. Will Koontz, it's right there at the bottom. Like the Facebook page, HMB Radio. HMBRadio.com is the website. Text or voicemail, 813-693-2124. And I do check those pretty regularly, so I answer back, and I will talk to you. Email thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man. Twitter X, whatever, X. Whatever. home_made_man. Of course, you can see it right down here on the bar if you're watching on Will's YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast, just HMB Radio and your favorite podcast app, and willsyoutube.com. Click the bell and tell a friend about it. Share it. That stuff really helps out. And Substack, you can sign up for free. I will be putting up some stuff, some content over there pretty soon. But just get the free subscription for now, unless you want to get the paid. There's nothing paid right now, but hmbradio.substack.com. It's like Patreon. So I'm planning on putting up some sort of deal up there. So I want to get it started. So start, you know, joining up at the free category. And, you know, we'll do some more stuff with that as we go. All right. Hot damn. Have a good night. Cheers to Noah Kanega. Cheers to my guy, Ducote Fag. And have a great night, everybody. Will Koontz here. Talk to you tomorrow, Cat Demo 6 to 8.